This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There were new waves of violence in American cities stretching from coast to coast overnight. It was a spread of the unrest sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis early this week. The 46-year-old African-American died after being pinned down by a white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck, even though he was handcuffed and in a video appeared to present no threat. The officer was fired and now has been charged with murder. There has been continuing violence in Minneapolis, where an overnight curfew never took hold, and fires erupted across the city's south side. A Wells Fargo bank and a Home Depot were among the businesses torched. There were some reports of gunfire. But there have been massive and often destructive street demonstrations in dozens of other cities as well. In Atlanta, Georgia, there is a state of emergency, and the National Guard has been called in. Unruly crowds have so far ignored a plea for calm from Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. She says those bent on violence are destroying the city and dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. Atlanta police cars have been set ablaze, bricks and bottles have been thrown at officers, and the CNN Center building sustained damages to its exterior. Appearing with the mayor, a rap star known as Killer Mike told a crowd of demonstrators, "We have to be better than burning down our homes. If we lose Atlanta, what have we got?" In Washington, D.C., the White House for a time went on lockdown Friday when protesters tried to break through barriers set up by the Secret Service, charged with protecting the president. A person was killed in downtown Detroit just before midnight after someone in an SUV fired shots into a crowd of protesters near the city's Greektown Entertainment District. Police officers have been injured in New York City, and Mayor Bill de Blasio said his sole focus was de-escalating the situation. He said, quote, "We don't ever want to see another night like this." On the west coast of the U.S., demonstrators blocked highways in Los Angeles and Oakland, where protesters sprayed buildings with "Kill Police" graffiti and smashed windows. Police responded with pepper spray. Several officers were injured by projectiles thrown at them. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Associated Press quotes sources as saying the Pentagon has put military police units on standby for possible short-notice deployment to Minneapolis, that the request came from President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the fired police officer seen on video pressing his knee on George Floyd's neck, Derek Chauvin, is in jail, charged with third-degree murder. Three officers who appear to do nothing to stop him and who have also been fired are being investigated. In other news, the coronavirus pandemic continues on its deadly way across the globe. The latest Johns Hopkins University numbers, 5.9 million COVID-19 cases and more than 365,000 deaths. Here in the United States, the figures are 1.7 million infections and a fatality count approaching 103,000. India has reported another record-setting day, nearly 8,000 new virus cases and 265 deaths. Set to partially lift its lockdown, India has lost close to 5,000 lives to the pandemic with 174,000 cases. China reported 4 new coronavirus cases today, all apparently brought in from outside the country. Once again, there were no new deaths announced. Germany has begun allowing company managers and their families to return to China aboard charter flights as multinational companies look to get their China-based operations up and running. More than 5,000 of those enterprises are German. South Korea says it's found 39 new COVID-19 cases, most from the area in and around Seoul. Health officials have traced the outbreak to warehouse workers. South Korea has seen over 11,000 coronavirus cases, but it's kept its death toll to 269, widely seen as the result of quick action early in the pandemic with the key massive testing. With no new infections spikes reported, Italy is given the go-ahead for the country's scheduled June 3rd reopening of interregional travel for Italians and other Europeans. The labor situation in Europe is showing new signs of pandemic strain. There have been worker protests against planned layoffs by carmakers Nissan and Renault in Spain. As Italy's chief central banker puts it, uncertainty is rife. Back in the U.S., President Trump says the United States is leaving the World Health Organization, arguing it is totally controlled by China. The move will deprive the WHO of its largest source of funding. Mr. Trump says the United States will redirect those dollars to other global public health needs, though he was not specific. No immediate reaction from the WHO. The United States continues its phased economic reopening, though the rules differ from state to state. In Florida, Universal Orlando, a major tourist draw, is set to open its gates next week. New York City, once the epicenter of the pandemic, is on a path to reopen on June 8th. Some areas of New York State are already back in business. New York has lost nearly 30,000 lives to COVID-19. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.